They made no move for me up the ramp. They knew better. Awesome as they were to an unarmed prisoner, they were nothing against a starship. Almost anything aboard could be a monster eater. They simply stood there, waiting. Thor took one look at them and stepped toward the interior of the hatch.
"I'm calling," he said.
"Don't be stupid," snapped the shrimp. "Borglin doesn't want to be bothered with Lindrill affairs."
Thor stopped, gestured at the line of guards.
"They can't do anything to us," he said calmly.
"Yeah, but what about the rest of the planet? Besides, this guy's not worth the effort."
"Well," said Thor slowly, turning back toward the hatch, "I'm not giving him to them."
"You're crazy, Thor. What are we going to do with this gray scum anyway?"
Scum, in my present condition, was too true to be funny, and his last major mistake. I took a couple of steps toward him and whispered so that Thor, just inside the hatch, couldn't hear.
"Listen to me, you slimy little pig," I croaked. "I know why you don't want me on board. You're sick of being the ship shrimp. You're sick of knowing there isn't a man on board who couldn't rip your balls off and shove them up your nose."
Thor may not have heard, but the shrimp sure did. His eyes all but bugged out. His face got red. His chest expanded. I thought he was going to explode right there. But he didn't. He waited till he got his stinger out of its strap. Then he flew at me down the ramp. The bastard was quick, very quick. Worse than that, he knew how to use a stinger. It may look like a club, but it's a whole lot more. Instant paralysis at best. I had to jump sideways to avoid his first lunge. I teetered at the edge of the ramp a moment before regaining balance, and out of the corner of my eye I noticed the line of guards surge forward in eager step. I reminded myself that I'd be theirs on the ground. Not only did I have to win unarmed, but I had to do it only on the ramp. His second lunge was wild, but still too close. I felt the burning tingle as the stinger brushed past my cheek. I had to move. I feinted left, ducked another lunge, and slapped him twice on his left cheek. Slapping is better than fists, and usually enrages enemies. The shrimp got so mad that his next swing of the stinger threw him off balance. I stepped in again as he fell to one knee. I blocked a hook at the wrist and slammed the butt of my palm under his chin. He squealed as his teeth cracked together. Then I backhanded him across the throat. He was tough. Even as he fell, he managed to graze my knee with a swipe from the stinger. The pain seared up and down my thigh. I bellowed like some animal and lost it. Maybe him personally, maybe the prison nightmare, maybe myself, whatever it was strong. I saw nothing, heard nothing, cared even less. Hate rode. I broke his arm, the arm that held the stinger, twice, once across my knee, once by just stomping on it. He may have screamed then. He may have screamed all along, but I couldn't hear. I was too busy pulverizing his face and neck and chest, and then it was over, and he lay there, half on and half off the ramp, covered with blood and gray linsalt. I stood over him, breathing heavily, until wham, and I was face down on the sun-scorched metal of the ramp. Thor had driven his foot halfway through my spine.